Arachnophile. Written by Xy42 and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, the Magnus Archives. Summary. Georgie is flat on her back with a beautiful woman on top of her, and she's maybe almost 75% sure she's happy about it. Georgie blinked, knocked out of her rhythm for a moment as she tried to remember where she was and how she'd gotten there. The long, spindly hand tangled in her hair tugged gently, then scratched at her scalp in little soothing circles. Everything all right? Georgie let her head fall back onto her couch cushions, looking up at the woman perched on her chest. Her mouth felt sticky and warm, almost tingly, and she licked her lips and began to ask a question. The woman twitched her hand as if she were tugging the strings of a marionette, and Georgie felt half a moment of, oh, damn, before it was washed away in a wave of contentment. Fine, she heard herself say, her voice dreamy and far away, and she reached up to stroke the silken skin of the thighs bracketing her face. Come forward a little. The woman smiled and obeyed, settling once more on Georgie's face, rocking her hips and moaning softly. Her cunt was hot and dripping, thin threads of fluid clinging to Georgie's face as she slipped her tongue between the woman's lips. Above her, the woman touched her, cupped her breasts, stroked her hair, slipped one teasing, tapping finger beneath her trembling thighs. And Georgie tried to keep track of how many hands she seemed to have, but they blurred together in a confused mess, a tangled web of sensation. Impossible to track the beginning or end of it. You like this, don't you? The woman asked in a sigh, sounding very sure she knew the answer. Georgie nodded eagerly against her, her hips lifting just barely off the sofa. Of course you do. Her hand skittered up Georgie's sides. You're going to be such a good girl for me, aren't you? Georgie nodded again, lapping obediently at the woman's cunt, peering upwards to watch the woman's expression. She smiled, languid, indulgent, pleased with either Georgie or herself. It was difficult to say. Yes, she said, rolling her hips slowly and deliberately against Georgie's mouth. Yes, you're going to be a very good girl for me, Georgie. Whatever small part of Georgie may have wanted to argue was drowned out in a dizzying flush of pride. And she only moaned, her eyes slipping contentedly closed. The end.